Today's podcast is brought to you by Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in pay card solutions. Find out more information at globalcashcard.com. Once again, that's globalcashcard.com. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. A podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm How Do You Break the Ice with a Smoke Monster.
And welcome to the Friday edition of the Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I don't know. I'm just force laughing over here. I'm sorry. I apologize. I hate force laughing. You should never be forced to laugh.
What are you talking about? You have to pay me just to laugh at you through all these shows.
That's
awesome. I actually make a living. People want to know what my job is. My job is to laugh at Jack's lame jokes.
But you know, that's how you have an obnoxious laugh. That's how you laugh. You never want to see a comedy with you.
I'm not that bad.
Oh yeah, you're that bad.
The only time I think I was really obnoxiously laughing was The Hangover, and everyone is obnoxious.
Well, that's okay. That's okay when everyone's laughing.
How are you doing, Jack? How was your week?
I thought you asked me this already, didn't you?
I know, I did.
I'm all right. I'm doing good.
All right. Well, yeah.
Well, I've seen the episode 3 times.
Yeah?
And I've liked it all 3 times. I had to watch it 3 times because I forgot to count the dudes the second time I watched it.
I haven't got a chance to watch it again yet. I'm kind of disappointed that
so I watched it, twice. After I finished watching, I go, oh, how stupid am I?
But I have watched the trailer like 10 times already.
Oh, the trailer is eerie.
Actually, I got the actual song they
used. Wait. That's a spoiler. You can't say anything.
I'm saying the song that they use in that trailer, okay. It's called Through the Loop by Pendulum, okay. And the album is Hold Your Color. It's on iTunes.
So if someone wants to look it up, they can look it up.
Yeah. Cool part's like only like maybe the first minute of the song. The rest is very techno. So if you like techno, it's very techno.
I'm a techno guy.
Yeah, you are?
I'm a techno.
But so we were wondering what that's actually the sample that they use for that ad, which was pretty cool. So, Jack, we have Lost in Review today.
Yep.
Some stuff to look at from last week's episode. We have next on Lost, what's coming up next week.
The TV show.
And we have a lot of listener feedback and a listener theory of the week.
Cool beans.
And do you have a contest update there, Jack?
Yes, I do.
All right. So, here we go. Lost in Review.
Each week, there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
All right, so Lost in Review time. Time to look at some screen grabs from last week's episode and hear Jack's second thoughts and opinions.
Yes, or maybe
if we ever really wanted to know them.
Or my third thoughts.
All right, first up is Desmond's car. Now, we've probably seen this before, but I always think it's funny when the license plates say something that says 2Fan321.
Yeah, that's my personal license plate.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're a number two fan?
I'm a number two fan.
Or just more like you're consistently...
going number two?
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people have commented, I had this written down, why were the logos taken off the car? Now, I don't know this for a fact, but... If I'm the maker of that automobile, that company, the last thing I want plastered all over 10 million people to see over and over again is a car running over a guy in a wheelchair. So I'm thinking that's probably why they took the logo.
I think it's just you have to have permission from the car company.
I'm sure they do, but
so like a lot of the time you'll see, unless like Ford or whatever the company actually donates the cars to the or something to the filming. Usually don't show them because that's free advertisement.
Well, I know, but Ford was big in the 70s with ABC because they, Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, so it's like, it's like Transformers too. The reason why they're all Chevys or GM cars is because they pay to have.
I'm sure it wasn't about free advertisement here, but I don't think, I wouldn't, if I owned a car company, I wouldn't want that being seen.
Yeah, I mean,
Of course it was locked. So it was
you can't really go that route. I don't think it's a car. It's like the car,
the old Bonneville.
Yes, know that what that car is. I guess they don't really.
But
make
they want anymore, advertisement. But,
anywho, let's go to the next thing. Here is this kid shown up twice. Seems like he's getting older every time we see him.
It's the same kid, though.
Is it the same kid?
People are saying it's the same. He's and I looked it up. He's listed as being
really
in two both episodes.
But his hair looks darker this time.
We have some emails on that.
And he looks bigger.
And I don't know. We have emails on that. Hmm. Maybe it's just the angle they shot it. I'm telling you, that's Matt Damon.
It does have a very Matt Damon look to him. So who do you think it is? I still say it's Jacob.
I say it's Man in Lock.
Yeah?
A lot of people are saying it's both.
Hmm. All right. Next up, let's get another look at the old island picture. It's always fun to look at. Do you see anything this time, Jack?
All I can see is your big head.
Can you see it now?
I see trees.
Of green? Red roses, too?
Yeah.
All right, next up, we're going to look at the...
Is that what you were going to say?
I thought
there was something exciting there.
No, it's just, remember, it's part of the loss. You know, it's part of the last time we'll see it.
Cool.
Just being reminiscing. All right, well, on the chalkboard, there's a drawing of an island inside Santa Rosa Mental Institution.
Did Libby draw that, maybe?
Possibly. What do we got there? We got an alligator.
Oh, scary.
And the four-toed statue did have a very crocodilian face to it.
It did.
There's an island on the water, and it looks like there's a black Loch Ness monster.
Where else would an island be?
And also, you can see there's this big Pac-Man here eating a butterfly. What do you think that means, Jack?
Could it be the smoke monster is Pac-Man? Wapple, no. Wapple, 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 wapple.
There's this really funny trailer that I got to show you, but that's neither here nor there. All right, next up, we totally missed the ball on this one. Hurley's bag, of course, he was looking at the ashes of Jacob.
What happened with me is I heard clicking.
Mm-hmm.
And ashes don't usually click unless there's some bones in there.
Mm-hmm.
So but if you see he's tying it up, I watched it three times. I go, oh, it's the little clicky things on top that ties it up, that pulls it together. That's the clicking. A lot of people are saying it's the diamonds. And I'm like going, no, why would he take the diamonds?
Miles has the diamonds.
Right. So that's what I heard. So it threw me off. And I just kind of mentioned it in passing. And of course, we've had a few emails.
And I remember seeing it now, but I there was so much in the episode that was just one thing that kind of passed my mind. But looking at it now.
Oh, it's obvious, yeah.
But Jacob's ashes. Now, I think this probably gives... I think it's going to give Hurley an advantage in terms of
dealing with
Man in Lock.
Right.
And I wonder how he's going to use it. Maybe he's like thrown in his face or something and he'll melt like the Wicked Witch.
Well, how did he know that those were the ashes of Jacob?
He doesn't, I don't think.
Why would he take them?
I don't know.
He has to know something.
You think he knows? I don't think he knows.
Why would you take the ashes? Why would you take a pile of dust?
I don't know.
I think he knows something.
All right. And last but not least is... another book reference, Jack. I know how much you love those.
I love them. I can't wait because people go, you have to read this book.
Notes from the Other Underground. After Alana's death, Hurley picks up a Russian language copy of this 1864 existentialistic novel by Fyodor Dostoevsky. Dostoevsky.
There we go. Send your hate mail to Jay.
I think I got Dostoevsky. Dostoevsky.
Go ahead and write it in Russian, though. He won't understand it.
All right, so, Jack, that's all I have here for this. But I do have just something to bring up, because you said that Hurley is going to die. You've changed your position. You, from the beginning of time, you said one person that can't die is Hurley. Now you say he's going to die.
Well, I said at the beginning, there's no way they'd kill off Hurley, because that would upset people. I've actually received some hate mail on this, but...
You have received some hate mail on it.
Well, I have. People are sending, how could you say, I have no control over... They've already filmed that episode. They've already filmed the end of the season. They might be doing fine-tuning, but really, I have no control. Obviously, I have no control. Uh-huh. If you've listened, I've been spot on with
But you have gotten hate mail.
I have. People are going, how can you sit there and say, I love Hurley. Hurley dies. People have been nasty about it.
Yes, you're contradicting yourself.
No, I'm just saying, I know they're going to take some chances. I wouldn't be he's getting more, he's more out in the, he's not in the background anymore. He's the leader now. And what happens to the leader?
Hey, if they can bring along Crying Jack for 5 seasons, they can carry Hurley.
Crying Jack is, they're not going to kill off Crying Jack to the end, but Hurley might die.
Well, actually, we got some more feedback about that, and it's actually from a little, or used to be friend of yours, still friend, good friend of mine, Jorge Garcia.
Oh yeah, what did he say?
Well, let's hear what he has to say.
All right,
Jack, you're dead to me. Seriously, is there something I should know about? Maybe you're not gonna make it to the end of the series.
Actually, that'd be a good thing. Ouch.
Man.
You know, I
have an enemy now. Man,
someone else hates me from the show. Hey.
Jorge Garcia is such a nice guy. Now you've turned him against you, too.
I feel bad. I feel shame. But don't I get any credit for saying from day one he's been my favorite character?
No.
From day one?
I don't get any love for being Locke, Locke's my favorite character. You ridicule me for decades.
Well, you called it lazy writing. I'm just
No, I didn't call it lazy writing, but go ahead and continue.
That was a rumor out there because people heard you say it.
No.
No, I apologize, Jorge, but if you die, you die. But, you know, if I don't make it to the end of this, I would like to see the end.
You know, I haven't written the final episode of the Lost podcast yet. Hold on, I might kill you off then.
I don't have to do the Lost. I just want to see the end of Lost. If I get kicked off the podcast, fine. But just so I get the end of Lost.
No, I'll do Jorge a solid and I'll kill you off before Lost is over.
It's like someone sent us an email about dying and stuff like that. And I told a funny story how we have that floodlights up there that are out.
Uh huh.
And it's like 25 feet up in the air. And I tried to go up there. I told my wife, I said, no, I'll change this after Lost is over. So if I fall off and die after that, it's no big deal. But I have to see the end of how Lost ends.
Yeah.
But I apologize, Jorge. If you die, it wasn't my fault. I don't do the writing on the show.
You've started it now. You've started the...
But guys...
Let's kill Hurley hate.
No, but people are sending me hate mail. I
know.
Usually I can take...
You deserve it.
Usually I can take the hate mail, but I'm like going, really? I just said there's a good chance he's going to die just because he stepped up and he's the leader.
Oh, man. All right, Jack, would you have anything else you want to say about this episode?
Yes, I do.
Besides you want Hurley to die.
Maybe Alana blowing up was she was protecting the candidates. Maybe that was showing them, hey, don't like Jack said, we know we shouldn't be around dynamite. You know, maybe we should stop playing around with dynamite. Because it's funny how all the candidates have ended up with that we know of have ended up with Man and Locke.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe that was the plan from the start. I like Sawyer's line to Emma, Man and Locke. You talk to Wood now when he's whittling.
Yeah.
I thought it was a pretty funny line. The bag of ashes was Jacob's. The bag was Jacob's ashes.
Mm-hmm. Jacob's in the bag.
Desmond told Man and Locke
wasn't forced.
He told Saeed he had nowhere to run. So what was he saying? Had nowhere to run.
I got nowhere else to go.
So he's on an island, can't run anywhere, he's not running. What was he telling Man and Locke and Saeed? Hey, I'm just here.
Because I think in his mind, he's in the sideways reality. He doesn't really care what's going on the island right now. He has his mission in the sideways world.
Okay. I thought the Black Rock blowing up would have been funnier if the chains had landed next to Richard.
Yes.
I just thought it would be funny. Everyone's saying, man.
You know, because slavery is funny, right?
Well, he's sometimes. No, but it would be funny in that scene because Richard, what's going on with Richard right now?
What?
It doesn't matter if I get any more hate mail at this point. No, Richard is—he's out of control. He's not thinking clearly. What have we always seen, Richard? He's been the guy, the steady guy.
He didn't want to do anything, and then it was Hurley that talked to his wife to convince him to be all proactive. So
yeah. So what's going on here? And now he's fighting with Hurley. He's challenging Hurley.
He's not fighting. They're split up now, so there's not much fighting left.
You know, everyone said Man and Locke did a bad thing by throwing Desmond down the well. I mean, that's how everyone. Oh, he's a bad guy. Maybe he was just making a wish and didn't have a coin. And maybe his wish was...
If you throw a Desmond in the well, your wish is 5 times more likely to come true.
Yeah, and he was hoping that everyone could get off the island safely. That's what he was wishing for. You have to read between the line. When Man and Locke was talking to Hurley, he gave him the knife, said, you have my word. Mm-hmm. There'll be no harm, no violence. So when the other people come walking in, what are the log-carrying people doing in the background? They still have their guns pointed at them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they die. They're stupid. They don't listen.
They don't take orders very well.
Well, shouldn't you put your gun down?
You should. You should. I agree.
The leader says, hey, unless I guess you want to make sure the people walking out of there. But
I agree.
Said stupid log-carrying people. And that's all I have.
But yeah, overall, it was a great episode. And then what I really liked about it is usually the Hurley episodes are the more heart-filled episodes. What I really liked about this episode is not only was it really heart-filled, like the sideways story was really good and moving. It was a good love story. But I also liked how it also had a lot of action, too, and at the same time. And I think it's kind of starting the whole, you know, the snowballs rolling down the hill and it's keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And we had two explosions in this episode?
Yes.
I say three next week.
Wow. Three next week. Are you going on the edge? And also it showed, going back to Jorge, not to try and...
No, but you don't even get to say anything. No. You want him to die.
But his wide range is... He's now, you know, I've said 1,000 times, he's not comic relief anymore. His you know, his next role should be something dramatic.
Stop kissing up to
should
him.
Be something dramatic. Maybe he could play Dirty Harry.
You can't just kiss his butt now because, you know, you're not friends with him anymore.
I'm dead to him. Well, I'm just added to some, you know, it's just a long list.
All right, Jack. Let's get into what's coming up on next week.
And it could contain spoilers.
Slightly spoilery.
Next on Lost, the TV show. Next on Lost, but maybe it's next week, maybe it's in a couple days. Next on Lost.
All right, so next on Lost time.
The TV show.
All right, Jack.
Yes.
Do you want to guess what the description for this episode is?
Somebody gets blown up.
Okay, here we go. The Last Recruit.
Now, who
is the title of this episode?
Who's the last one?
I don't know, but it's...
I know. We know Alana won't be telling us.
Allegiances are... Well, you never know. Well, she could start talking to Hurley. Don't know.
That's true. I never thought about that.
Alliances are forged and broken as the Locke and Jack camps merge on Lost. It's not a Jack camp. He's not in charge. It's the Hurleys.
Yeah, why would they say Jack's
camp? Actually, I think
camp.
Someone sent an email saying the Hurligans.
Yeah, I saw that
too. Hurligans? Yeah. I like that one too.
The Hurligans.
Do we want to get into...
Harrigan, that's me.
Do we want to get into the... and it says here it's 9 to 10:02, so remember, have the next show recording just in case.
Well, it's V anyway, and you should be watching V.
All right, so here we go. Guest starring.
Yes.
Andrea Gabrielle as Noor Nadia Abdid Jassim. Sheila Kelly as Zoe. A.K.A. Tina Fey, as we like to call her.
I don't think she looks like Tina Fey.
Not anymore?
No.
Kimberly Joseph as Cindy.
Oh.
Dylan Minette as David. Teresa Huang as
David.
Surgeon. Skylar Stone as EMT number one. That's a cool name, Skylar Stone.
I wish I had that name.
That's like a action star's name.
I'm Skylar Stone. Get out of my way.
But he's just EMT number one. So.
Well, it's better
he's
than...
He's not quite... Maybe he's just starting out in acting.
Yeah.
He's still got, but he's got the name for it.
He definitely has a name.
Todd Coolidge as EMT number two. They got some sweet EMTs.
That guy could be president. That's the president's name.
Yvonne Midkiff as receptionist. Christopher Amitrano as Burdett. Kasim Saul as guard.
Do we have any nurses in there? Did we say nurses? Receptionist.
No, but Emma's going to be in it. Havelock as Emma.
Oh.
The Last Recruit was written by Paul Zibzewski and Graham Roland, and directed by Steve Semmel.
You know, it's funny. We're getting some emails saying that, you know, that they're excited about the clip they saw because it's the Wizard of Oz.
They didn't really show that much in it, though.
No, but it's the clip was the music was from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Uh-huh.
And people are like going, hey, you know how similar some of the things that are happening on Lost are like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Didn't we do a podcast? I can't remember the...
We did do a whole podcast.
Whole podcast donated to... I actually watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate
Factory. Yeah.
It was based on the...
Forgot we did a whole podcast.
Whole podcast. It was based on the Golden Ticket.
Yeah.
I think maybe we can find it and play it during the hiatus.
I don't... Which one was it?
I'd have to go back and find it. I
forgot we did a whole episode dedicated to that.
When did they say Golden Ticket in the final episode of number three? No, they wouldn't have said it. It would have been season four, wouldn't it?
I don't think it was. I think it was before season four.
It was during the summer of...
Maybe if somebody out there knows which episode that was.
If you could tell us, send us an email, let us know. Yeah. Then we'll play it because I actually went through the whole episode of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I'd like to hear it and see how close I was. People have been saying, hey, I go, hey, welcome to the party, Oprah. That's my Oprah and cell phone comment. Okay. A little bitter about that.
Jack, you ready to get into some listener feedback?
Yes.
But first, a word from our sponsor. Today's podcast is brought to you by Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in pay card solutions. For those of you greatly concerned with saving the environment, here's an example of how pay cards are helping with that concern. For every 10 pounds of paper you reduce in your payroll, you're saving 50 square feet of forest, eliminating 100 gallons of wastewater, keeping 400 pounds of greenhouse gases from being emitted, and 13 gallons of gas. Go to globalcashcard.com and click on the Go Green link and see how your company can save. The numbers will surprise you. And if you mention Jay and Jack and the Lost Podcast, your pay card program will be free to you. For more information, go to globalcashcard.com. Once again, it's globalcashcard.com.
Listener feedback.
All right, listener feedback time. We're going to start off with some emails, and I'll start off the emails today, Jack.
All right, go ahead.
Just because I'm a nice guy. All right,
there
this
goes
one
that,
is
there
from
goes that theory down the drain.
Our good friend Jana. Hey, Jay and Jack, don't usually send in theories, but this one came to me yesterday, so I figured, what the heck? This show's almost over, so I better at least attempt one. I think that Man and Locke throwing Desmond down the well is all part of Widmore's plan. Mm. I think Widmore, Desmond, and maybe even Jacob are setting some sort of trap for Man and Locke. It probably has to do with the electromagnetic fields and Desmond's special powers with them. Perhaps it is the answer on how to regain control over Man and Locke and recapture him, like a new cork in the bottle. Jana.
I could see that. I think he definitely thinks that Desmond can do him harm.
Yeah, of course.
You see it in his face. I've seen it three times now.
I definitely agree.
Scares me.
Wholeheartedly.
This one's entitled Alana's Bag. What was in Alana's bag that caused Hurley to choose to blow up the Black Rock? I was thinking that the bag that Alana put Jacob's ashes in. I don't know why Jacob's ashes would cause Hurley to do that, but maybe the ashes to stop the smoke monster somehow. Was he going to use... I think that's what it is, don't you?
Yeah, like we talked about earlier, I think.
That's from Andrew, but I don't know why, how he'd know. And I don't remember him talking to...
They have some divine force that we don't know about yet.
Because he reached for the book and then also went for the bag.
The bag of miracles. All right, this one's titled Theory.
Maybe he thought he was Felix the Cat.
Hey, Jay and Jack, love the podcast. I just had a thought about when Desmond hit Locke, I think we will see him walk in the Flash sideways very soon. That will be John moment that he realizes the world isn't right. Thanks, Jake, in Pansukin, New Jersey.
So him walking again, he'll know the world's not right. And that's something.
Or maybe he'll see himself walking off. Like, you know, this will reconnect him to his island self.
Okay, kind of like everyone else is having
exactly.
Memories of it. And we know he'd go back.
Mm-hmm. In a heartbeat.
All right. The Mysterious Boy. This one's from Todd. Guys, did you notice the Mysterious Boy in the jungle in the episode Everybody Loves Hugo had darker hair? The last time we saw him, he had blonde hair, which white represents good, black represents evil. Since it's the same boy showing two different sides, then perhaps Jack's crackpot theory that Jacob and Men in Black being the same person is not so crackpotty after all. And that's from Todd. But, you know, but I was going to say when you get older, but he couldn't have aged that much in a couple days. But he did look taller.
I'm saying he's growing fat. He looks bigger, and he had darker hair. He's growing.
I looked it up. It's the same kid.
Well, he just had a growth spurt in between the two shoots.
Jump off the steroids, kid.
This one is crackpot theories. Okay, I have two theories. The boy running in the woods is Jacob. I know you've said that already, but he is taunting Manlock because Manlock only has until Jacob grows back up to leave the island.
Ah.
Once Jacob grows up, he will be at full power and will be able to stop Manlock from leaving. I agree 10,000%. That's me saying I agree 10,000%. I think number 108 Wallace is really Walt. Is just another version of the name, like when they called Richard Ricardus. What do you guys think? Great show, guys. April O. Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
I really like that theory.
I do too. I think it's really good.
That's a great one. I like it. This one's entitled, it's from Ian. Oh, Jay, you're wrong about the plane not flashing. Sorry. Something happened because it went from night, storm, and then daytime when they crash. Whether they moved in time or not, out of time and space, the plane did flash. Remember you said the plane did not flash?
We don't know if it flashed specifically. It could have went in a wormhole for all we know.
Well, did something.
Did something, but you don't know for sure if it's a flash or not.
I don't think at the time you said wormhole.
But I said it wasn't a flash. I didn't say it wasn't anything else that was weird.
Oh, you're wrong. Just accept it.
Sometimes
you're wrong.
Sometimes you got to pull a Jack and you just got to not give up.
Force laughing.
This one's titled Tears of Joy. Hi, Jay and Jack. Texas Houdini here from Austin, Texas. A few thoughts. I'm a man enough to admit that I cried when Libby agreed to go on a date with Hugo. Did you? So obviously, Desmond is...
I didn't cry.
Going to end up... Because you have no soul, Jack.
Did you cry?
I got a little teary-eyed.
Oh, it was a nice scene, but I
actually,
didn't
no,
cry.
Actually, no, I got a little teary-eyed with the kiss. The kiss on the beach.
I was more teary-eyed when he was sitting there trying to... When he was talking to Libby's grave at first.
Yeah, that was touching, too.
And then Alana had to come ruin it, and then
Michael
had to come ruin
it. It was more like tears of joy when they got the kiss, because, you know, it's been so long.
I was happy, but I wasn't like, come on, I'm a man. I'll cry about things like that.
Yeah. Go ahead. I wonder how Beth is doing through all this.
I should know you fast forward with that.
I wonder if she's even watched this episode. Beth, call us in. Let us know.
Yeah. Well, she podcasts about it, so.
Yeah, actually, I haven't listened to the one for this weekend. Have you listened to it?
No, I usually listen to it.
Did she say it on the show?
I listen to it on Fridays.
Ah. All right.
I don't want to be spoiled.
So obviously Desmond's going to end up traveling to the Sideways and force everyone to meet people who were slash are important to them on the island. Hurley meets Libby. Looks like Locke will be meeting Jack more substantially than just at Lost Luggage. The three people able to see the boy on the island. Manlock, Sawyer, Hurley, Richard can't see him, including Desmond saw him too.
Yeah.
Maybe he meant Hurley was Richard.
I saw him.
Because Hurley hasn't seen him yet, I don't
think. I saw him.
Hurley hasn't seen the boy yet, though.
But we saw him.
Talking about people on the island, dude.
Oh, okay.
And that was from Tex Houdini.
This one's entitled Boom. I just like that. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Hurley nailed it. Alana might be one of Jack's favorite, but she started acting on her own. Her job was to protect the candidates. But instead of protecting them, she wanted to do something to stop Flock from leaving the island. As Hurley said, how does blowing up the plane protect us? She decided to stop Flock instead of protecting the candidates, and she was punished. That's from T. Grimace.
I agree. It makes sense.
100%. Whatever happened to her, she got off her game, and the way she was throwing those bottles in there.
She was asking to be killed.
Yeah. She was frustrated, too.
Yeah.
She was off her game. So I agree with T. Grimace that, yeah, she blew it.
All right. This one's
obviously blew up.
This one's titled No Subject.
Oh.
Hey, Jay and Jack, two things. First, I think it's obvious now that the Desmond we saw in the airport in his flash sideways was prior to him gaining his ability to exist or see between the two worlds. The Desmond we saw on the plane with Jack and LAX was after, and he was visiting Jack like he visited Hurley and Locke. Notice the similarities to Jacob's visits? Very nice.
Hmm.
Secondly, I know Carlton and Damon have said that they have had an end plan in place for some time. Do you think they had the foresight to film a Walt slash Michael flash sideways during the production of season one? Thanks, guys. Jeff, Buffalo, New York. I say no. I don't think so.
I'm going to say no just to be, just to agree. Just to be on the...
You've already killed Hurley, so...
Yeah, I know. I've already killed everyone's favorite character. So I've killed, favorite, and I've spoke out against everyone's second favorite character, Locke.
You're not doing too well.
I should have said kill Jack and Kate, and no one would have said anything.
Exactly. They would have been all
happy. It's not like Matthew Fox listens to the show or not.
Did you read his Playboy interview?
No.
It was interesting.
Like, I'm allowed to get the Playboy magazine.
It's just a Playboy. It's not like a penthouse or something. All right, Jack.
Oh, someday you'll be married, young grasshopper.
Colleen was the one that made me go get it.
But you're still single.
We're engaged.
Engaged, but that's not the same.
All right. Well, here we go. Here's the first set of calls. You ready, Jack?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, guys. Radio Mike in Boston. You know, you just made a reference in the podcast to liking the name of the place, Spanish Johnny's. Well, guess what? I actually have some geeky, dorky music information that lets you know why all this happened. If you go back to Springsteen's album, The Wild, The Innocent, The E Street Shuffle, two references to that album in this scene. Number one, the protagonist in the song, Incident on 57th Street, is a guy named Spanish Johnny. And one of the other characters in this album is another of the songs on the record. Her name was Rosalita. Well, there you have it. Spanish Johnny's was the restaurant, and he was going to have a date with a girl named Rosalita. So clearly, the writer of this episode is a Springsteen fan, as is, well, myself. So there you have it. And I guess that proves just how much of a geek I am for Springsteen. Number two for your podcast. Number three for you guys. I guess that kind of prevents me on any level from ever getting a date. But there you go. There's your info. Enjoy.
Hey, guys. Mike from Medina. A couple things. That bag that Hurley took, I don't think you guys mentioned it. I just assumed that was Jacob. That was the bag that Alana had put some of Jacob's ash in. And so I don't know what you guys think of that. And then secondly, I really like Jack's crackpot of the week. Specifically, it reminds me back to when Jack was operating on Ben and the decision he had to make there. So it's a very, you know, once again, Jack put in a very similar situation, and maybe he'll even flash back to that very decision he made to save Ben. So that's it. Good podcast, Steve.
Hey, Jane. Jack, Chris calling from sunny central Pennsylvania. Love the show. Love the podcast. Theory, I guess it's kind of, to me it's getting kind of obvious that everybody from the Oceanic Six is somehow have to has to get back together in the same spot, somewhere off the plane for the timelines to be merged or whatever, if you will. And it seems obvious to me that this is going to happen at the hospital. Sun and Jin would be on their way to the hospital because Sun was shot. Now Mr. Locke apparently is on his way to the hospital to be operated on, probably by Jack Shepard. So that makes four. Who are we missing still? We're missing Kate. She was most recently seen in the hospital with Claire. And who's missing after that? I think we got them all. So that's my theory, is that we are going to see all of the Oceanic Six in the hospital, and somehow Desmond's going to come in, and maybe even Mrs. Hawking is going to come in, if you will, and get everybody together at one time and get them back to the island. So hope you guys are having a great day. Love the podcast, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, that's actually a popular theory going around right now,
uh-huh.
That they're all going to meet in the hospital because obviously Jack's a doctor.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people are getting hurt.
Kate will have split ends, so she'll have to go to the hospital, something like that. She'll be there. What do you think?
Yeah, that would be annoying enough for it to be a Kate problem.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get off some Kate hate, you know. Trying to
you're going back for the trifecta?
Might as well tick everyone off on this show, if I can.
Fair enough.
But I think that's what's going to happen. Yeah. Mike, yeah, the Jacob, yeah, it was Jacob's ashes. I think we can all say that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jack's operation with Ben, maybe Jack's going to remember and he'll see Kate and he's like, "Damn it, Kate, run." What do you think?
Do we have to go through that again?
What do you think?
Hopefully not.
I think it's going to happen this week. Okay. I think we're going to see, cuz Locke can't go forever laying there, right? They called 911. Obviously, he's gonna have to be in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Radio Mike, yeah, you're never getting another date again. You are so
Why
dumb.
Not? Hey, I'm okay. Look at this, Jack.
You're a geek.
I'm getting married. Am I a pretty hardcore geek?
Everyone can get married. There's someone out there for everyone.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So don't say he's not gonna get a date.
He said it.
I know, but you reinforced it.
I'm trying not to argue with the callers anymore.
But this is where you could like bolster up his confidence.
Well, how come you didn't catch the Bruce Springsteen stuff last week?
I'm not a huge Bruce fan.
Mr. Music Man. So is the island New Jersey?
I hope not.
Is that where the island's at?
It makes sense for a lot of things, but no.
That's pretty cool. But once he started saying, I go, oh, that clicks. Yes, I remember that.
Yep, yep. All right, Jack, you ready for the next set of calls?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Jimmy from Indianapolis. I just wanted to call in with a variation on a theory I've been working on. So my theory is that, as I think some people may have figured, Desmond is the variable. We've seen this with his ability to sort of change other people's path in both timelines, also with Faraday saying to Desmond that the rules don't apply to him and him not being injured by an electromagnetic shock twice. And also altering Charlie's future and trying to keep him alive for as long as he could. So the question is what is Desmond's role in this alternate reality? And I believe that's to unite each person with their former reality where everyone was on the island. Desmond is going to accomplish this by connecting each person to their constant. So what is their constant? Well, I believe that with Desmond, Daniel Faraday, Charlie, and now with Hurley, the consistency here is love. Love is the constant. Love's the constant that binds the Losties back to their world. This also has a biblical connection, as with 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And now faith, hope, and love abide these three. And the greatest of these is love. Faith and hope have really been big, big themes in the Lost TV series throughout. So it really would make perfect sense that love is the overall factor that brings everybody together and brings people back to the reality that we know. So that's my theory. I hope you guys like it. It'll be interesting that if my theory is correct, what's going to take place with the Jack, Kate, and Sawyer love triangle. Well, that's all I got. Thanks, guys. Love the podcast. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Doug from Dallas. I had a curious thing I was thinking about at the end of this week's episode when all the Hugoites, if you will, walked into Locke's camp and we saw sun show up, she doesn't know that Jin is gone on the Hydra Island. But to me, she just looked way too calm and not eager to see if Jin was there. And just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that. Love the podcast. We'll see you guys in L.A. Take care. Bye.
Yes. Hi, Jay and Jack. I have a theory, and I wanted to first thank you for all the work you've done in making Lost so much fun. Love your recaps, especially now that we're heading to the final chapter. Here's my theory, quickly. In the Sideways universe, it seems that all the Losties are heading to the hospital where Ethan, Jack, and maybe Juliet are practicing. Perhaps this hospital has an emergency helipad to transport emergency cases. And maybe Desmond's past vision of Claire's departure with Aaron in a helicopter happens in the Flash Sideways world, right from the Sideways hospital roof. Leading up to that, I don't know why or where they're going or what they're leaving from, but I just think that helicopter ride might be in the Sideways universe. Thanks a lot. This is Amy from Connecticut. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
Now, I like that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are still asking, we better see Claire leaving with Aaron in a helicopter, or they're
exactly.
going to hate Desmond. That's the one thing where people still hate about Desmond.
And it makes sense with Desmond, as the call earlier.
It's not going to happen on the island.
The rules don't apply to him. He is the variable.
That was our first caller, Jimmy, so we'll combine these two calls.
Yeah. And, you know, so it makes sense. It would explain why he saw this thing that didn't really happen so far anyway.
Right.
When they left the island, Claire stayed behind.
Because I don't think he ever said leaving the island, did he?
Or did being taken away on a helicopter.
Taken away on a helicopter.
So, you know what?
If the plane had never crashed, she was going to lose, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think that's a great way to go about it. I think that's great.
Yeah. Because people have been sending emails. We better see Claire leaving with Aaron on a helicopter. I'm going to hate Desmond forever.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think that's probably spot on. I think I will put my stamp of guarantee on it.
Oh, sorry, Amy. You had so much hope there. No, I think Amy's hit a home run there. Good job.
Right.
And then Doug, I think Sun did look for Jin.
She did. She did, but it wasn't very like, oh my God, where is he?
Yeah, you know, she wasn't frantic. Well,
was more like just kind of, you know, looking in a store, seeing.
But you know, she has the script. She knows what's going to happen, right?
She didn't at the time. She didn't know at the time.
No, she said that they hadn't been together.
Yeah.
So at filming, they hadn't been together.
Which still is true, so.
So it's still true. Mm-hmm. But she did look around.
She did. She did.
So she doesn't know, but I think I was talking to someone.
Probably that's not spoilery. That she knew that from this episode that we just saw.
We just said. Nothing further. We don't know nothing yet. So don't send your hate mail to me. I got enough of that right. I was talking to someone on email today, going back and forth, that maybe Sun won't speak English again until she meets Jin.
Ah, that's cool.
So maybe she won't, because people are wondering why, how long she's going around just, you know, writing notes. She's kind of useless right now.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying that she can't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe if she ever does meet, I don't know if it's going to happen. We only got 5 more episodes. I'm hoping it's going to happen. But if she does get together again, that's how she'll speak English again.
Okay.
Just my little theory I'm throwing out there.
I like that one. I like that little theory,
yeah, there
Jack.
There you go.
It's better than your crackpot theory this week, that's for sure.
Oh, the crackpot theory is spot on.
Is it now?
And I don't think anyone can hate me on that one, do you?
Why not?
Is there any actor on that Lost could hate me for that one?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
I think
cool.
You're safe.
All right.
All right, Jack, you ready for the last set of calls?
Yes.
Oh,
about Jimmy, too, about the triangle. No one's even talking about the love triangle anymore.
Because you know what? We don't care.
But I think it's been pushed to the side. I mean, we used to get emails every week.
Yeah.
Asking. Not that I want any, but we haven't had emails in a long time. But when you mentioned the triangle, I go, I forgot all about it.
I know.
I, for one, am happy.
All right, Jack, let's get into the last set of calls.
Yes.
Here we go.
Hey, Jane, Jack. This is Jason in Michigan. I got a theory for you on why the Man in Black was able to open up Ben's cuff and not free Desmond from the tree the same way. I believe that he can use the electromagnetic properties of the island to his will. So that allowed him to pry open the lock without touching it. However, he had used his knife to cut open the ropes. And that's my theory. Hope you like it. Thanks. I always enjoy the show.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Rob in Albuquerque. Got a joke for you guys, actually. How do they know that Alana didn't have dandruff? Give up? Because they found her head and shoulders about a half a mile from the campsite. But I'm...
Okay, so I hope this is the right number. This is Marianne from Pennsylvania. And I have a theory kind of related to something that you guys posed. I think that the mysterious boy is a growing Jacob. And it's freaking Men in Lockout because Jacob has phoenix-like qualities and he's going to rise from the ashes of the fire that Men in Lock pushed him into. Kind of crackpotty, but it's my theory. I'm sticking to it. Love the show. Thanks, guys. Bye.
What up, dudes? It's Bo in California, and I can't wait for the finale party at the Orpheum. I don't know that I have a theory necessarily, but it's just a thought that what if Ben is John Locke's constant? Like, what if when John Locke got hit by the car, he starts to remember, because it was so interestingly shot that Ben's looking over him being like, Mr. Locke, are you okay? And wouldn't they be in each other's lives on the island and off the island? It just seems like they were almost going to move in for like a kiss or something, and it would be kind of like a Libby Hurley moment. But then, of course, that was the end of the episode. And how cool was that promo with that creepy, awesome music from Willy Wonka? And then the other thing is I know the whispers were explained, but what did you think? I mean, I feel like back when Ana Lucia shot Shannon, there were whispers, and then Walt appears, and he's, like, talking backwards, and they never explain, like, Walt being able to, like, astral project, but there were whispers there, and Walt's not dead. So I just felt like times that whispers were before, I don't know, I just wasn't kind of buying it, so I just wanted to know how you felt about that, and if you thought that maybe Ben is the trigger for John Locke remembering the island, or, you know, maybe he won't because he's not really there. And thank you so much for your wonderful podcast. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
I don't know. Maybe Walt's dead to me. What do you think?
There's not much time left, but I'd like Walt to come back.
I don't see it happen.
You don't think it's going to happen?
Send your hate mail to me, but I don't see it happening.
They've had everybody else so
far. Why would they need Walt?
I don't know.
At this point, why do they need Walt?
All the other actors have been back.
Unless he's
we had Libby come back. Why can't we have Walt?
But Libby had to give Hurley a kiss so he'd remember.
But see, that's what I'm saying. So we got.
But the only person
more Hurley Libby interaction.
Michael, maybe Walt is dead, and they'll meet up in the ghost world.
And I don't want him to be dead. I don't think he's deserved to die at all.
Well, he's pretty good. He burned up the raft that one time.
He was right.
Yeah.
He got kidnapped because he went on the raft.
Well, maybe he's dead. They never really did explain that scene, so I guess we'll have to go back and. Like Ben will give John mouth to mouth resuscitation.
It'll be like the Sandlot.
Yeah. What do you think?
What song was it? There Goes My Baby. Was
there
that?
There Goes My Baby.
When he kisses her.
Doo 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 doo.
Windy Peppercorn.
Peppercorn and Squints.
Yep.
They got married and had 9 kids. Mary, I know you. Sorry, you called the wrong number. So I the whole growing Jacob thing, I think they're onto something. I think that's what it could be. He is definitely freaked.
Jacob.
He is definitely freaked out by him.
He is. He's disturbed and upset by it.
He doesn't freak out by a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But he is freaked out by that. He's usually calm and collected, but not when mm-hmm. that. Don't look at it. It'll go away.
Don't tell me what I can't do.
Yeah. And then Rob... And then Jason.
What?
He told the joke.
Oh.
I was giving the snare joke.
That was a rim shot?
That's the best I can
do.
That
was terrible.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You do it. There you go. And then Jason opening the cuffs. I have another theory after watching it again.
Okay.
He doesn't want him to know that he's MLL. He wants him to know he says he's John Locke. He wants him to believe he's John Locke.
Who do I believe? Oh, you want Desmond to believe
he's John Locke? He doesn't want Desmond to think he's something else because he didn't know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, who do you think I am? You're John Locke, brother. So he wants him to believe he's John Locke.
Hmm.
That's why he just cut the ropes off. Could have been with everything that Jason said. Makes more sense. But
true.
I think he wants him to believe that he's John Locke.
Okay. I can buy that.
So he can throw him down the well and get away. Well, you look at his, when you watch it again, watch his interaction with him and watch his face, because Terry Quinn's great at facial expression.
He is.
You see him, he goes,
especially when he gets like hit, like thrown out a window or hit by a car.
He has great facial. What are you supposed to do? No one can see what you're doing but me.
It's my lock just got thrown out of the window, hit
lock
by a car face.
Lock just got thrown over by a reindeer.
Maybe I'll do that at the live, at the Orpheum finale party.
We've canceled that party, by the way.
Oh, we canceled it?
We canceled
it. Oh, I didn't know that.
Sorry.
Bummer.
I'm kidding, of course. I can't wait.
All right, Jack, we have a listener theory of the week to get to. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hello, Jay and Jack. This is Sean. I'm also from Raleigh, North Carolina. All right, here's my crackpot theory. I think the Losties are going to have three choices. They're going to have what was, what is, or what could be to come if they didn't run into the island. So basically you have the original timeline where the plane crashes and they go through up to the events at the end of the series. And that's one reality. They can go from there depending on their choices. If they choose to sacrifice themselves, then they create this alternate timeline where they get what they obviously wanted in life. They get to be happy and secure, at least if you're a good person anyway. So anyway, they get to go forward in that particular direction. Or they can choose to have the events on the island lead up to something that will reset in another way that we just don't know yet. So anyway, that's my crackpot theory, if it makes sense, and I'm sticking to it. Thanks.
Wow. So a third reality.
Third reality.
And that will be when the everything else just progress. It only happens once.
And then everything will just be complete.
Mm-hmm.
And we can just rest easy and go to bed.
Yep.
I like it.
I do too.
So send your address to us by making attention, Jack.
Yeah, you can send it to the email. And you win, sir, a book by Chris Say titled The Gospel According to Lost. A great book.
It is.
That has some sweet illustrations in the middle.
You know, I was thinking too, you know, Mike is stuck on this island. Right, he can't leave because he did bad things. He shot Libby and Anna Lucia.
He's in a purgatory, if you will.
Right. So, didn't John Locke kill someone on that island? Throw a knife in Naomi's back?
Ah, so you're saying, is there a ghost of John Locke?
Is there a ghost of John Locke on this island?
No, because I think John's soul is trapped in whatever Manor Locke's doing.
So, but maybe if John Locke, if Manor Locke is killed somehow, would that free John's soul?
Maybe.
And now would he be roaming
the
island?
He would be at peace, maybe?
Be roaming the island, though.
Oh, I think he's going to roam the island?
He did a bad thing.
True. I don't know. We'll have to see, huh?
I was just thinking about that today. I was wondering who else is walking around that island? Who else are the Whispers? Because the Whispers were around before Michael was dead.
Yep, they were.
Or before Michael did anything stupid.
That's all all those people crossed off the list as well.
Yeah.
All right, Jack, do you have an update for the
contest? I do.
What do you got for us?
Desmond was in this episode.
Okay.
There was a son of a bitch count, one.
One?
And there were five dudes. Now, someone said Eloise was
there's
in
there's only five out there. There's like 76.
No, he didn't actually say a dude to like the first 30 minutes into the show.
Really? Wow.
Unless I missed a dude, there were five dudes. It was bang, bang, bang. But someone said Eloise was in the crowd when Hurley was accepting his...
Yeah, I've heard about that.
I don't think it's her because the hair's not poofy enough. I froze it on there, but it's hard to tell. I guess I could go back and look to see if the actress is in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Probably get hate mail from her now. But I'll go back and check.
Well, I don't remember her being on the guest list for the press release.
No, that's what I was trying to remember, but I don't think it's her. It looks like her, but remember Eloise had when she was talking to Desmond, her hair was up there.
Mm-hmm.
It was bouffant type hair.
It was pretty big. Maybe that's just because it was a special occasion.
Yeah, well, this one was. It looks like her, but I'm going to say no, it's not her.
Oh, let me check the...
Because they would have had to pay her a lot of money to be there. And some extra, they could just, you know, hey, you want to be in this episode?
She's not in the guest star credits.
No, so I'm going to say...
Even Archie Ahuna as Tito was in the credits, and he wasn't even in the episode.
Yeah, so I'm going to say no.
Okay.
So as of now...
But not to say that just because they're not in the credits doesn't mean they're not there. I'm not going to say that, but no, I'm just saying...
I'll go back and look it up, but I'm going to say, right, as of now, no, she was not in the episode.
Okay. And is that it?
That's it.
All right. So, Jack.
Oh, and if you do win.
You will win.
The Gospel According to Lost by Mark Say. Chris Say. Mark Say. Former Charger. Sorry. The Head First Algebra book by Tracy Pallone and Dan Pallone, and also all the stuff we mentioned on the last podcast. The first place winner will get all the Sweet Lost hat, the
License plate frame,
Lost Magazine, some
iPhone cover, some cool stuff.
So some cool stuff. So if you're the number one person,
what if there's a tie?
It's gonna come down to a coin flip.
maybe they can split the prizes.
It's gonna come down to a Desmond flip instead of a coin flip.
We'll get all those Tea Party people mad, and we'll share.
Oh my gosh!
It's fun though. You know, it's like at least now the conservatives, they can participate in hippie protesting and stuff like that. So now everybody gets involved with the protest.
Actually, when it first started, though, it was everybody.
I know.
It got swayed one way.
Hey, it's part about being American. You can complain about it.
I don't like to complain. Actually, on that stuff, I've just given up.
Yeah, I think me too. I think I've become politically apathetic.
I'm a man without a party right now.
We should make a party.
You want to do a party?
We'll make a political party.
All right, we'll make a political party. After losses, it's got to be after losses over there.
Yeah, wait till after losses is over.
I'm way too tired to do one right now.
And you guys send your email for what you think our party points should be.
We're not going to answer them.
No.
Let's
let us know. Maybe we'll.
I wish the last. We'll
call it the Geek Party.
I wish the last episode would have been a Kate episode.
We'll call it the Geek Party.
The Geek Party.
There we go.
There you go. And who wouldn't want to be part of the Geek Party?
And you could be my vice president.
No way am I vice president to you. No way. No way.
All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Friday.
Man.
In fact, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
Again, it's 206-309-0311. Calling time for the last questions, comments, and or theories. If you would like to talk to the vice president, make sure you get in those emails by Friday night.
But who would you rather talk to? The president. So after midnight Friday, send your... We're already over 200, you know that.
Yeah, I know. I see it. It's been crazy.
I said, man. It's like that episode of Seinfeld.
That's what you get for saying Hurley's going to die. That's what you get.
Man, people are so sensitive. I don't want him to die. I just sense a possibility now that he's...
I heard it. I heard it in your voice. You had a bloodlust going on.
I want him to die.
Also, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/JayandJack. Once again, it's twitter.com/...
Well, you know what? He shouldn't have started a podcast to challenge us.
Look at you, Mr. Vicious.
I'm kidding, of course.
You're ready for a life in politics.
I'm cutthroat, that's for sure. I listen to it every week.
Oh, man.
In fact, I was going to do the golf clap, but they had to...
Oh, by the way, congrats to Phil Mickelson, San Diego boy, winning the Masters tournament. Did you watch it at all?
I don't watch the Masters.
It was pretty gripping. Colleen and I watched it, and we had a good time.
Golf just doesn't...
I had to have something, because I had to sit there and watch the stupid World Series and the Yankees win, so I had to have something where somebody I root for wins something. So
it doesn't happen very often. It doesn't happen very often. Not being from San Diego.
Basically, it's only Jimmy Johnson and Phil Mickelson. Come on, guys. Seriously. We need something more team sports.
But it's San Diego. Where would you rather live?
I know. All right, guys. We'll see you next Tuesday with the Lost Podcast. We have a Flash Forward cast tomorrow. And that's about it. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.